an eye on for the rest of the afternoon.
What a pro.
That's the kind of stuff I do all day.
What a pro.
Because, you know, the intangibles.
Yeah, no, you're a total pro.
Right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Warble.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'd like to say that I was just warbling, but I was not. So we'll keep an eye on that. And
that's
if we
right.
need to, we can. Sometimes you just have to restart these machines.
Exactly.
I got here just in the nick of time, so.
Like, got back home?
Yeah.
So you got stuck in traffic going back to your house?
I mean, it was like a Sophie's Choice. I mean, her choice was way worse, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I was at Central.
Oh, yeah, that's.
So I'm almost halfway.
Do or die time.
Kind of. But, you know, I still have to get all the way to Lakeshore Drive and get up Lakeshore Drive. And
mm-hmm.
I made the decision to turn around at Central. And, that was just to get back home. It took me 20 minutes.
Yeah. You got rain. You got a summer
that
Friday. So
up.
There's stuff going.
Yeah.
And Cubs game today. Lots happening.
Yeah, it's the rain mostly. And the fucking dipshit college kids that are home. They drive like fucking morons. Ugh.
Just out.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know what they're doing.
Neither do they. That's the problem.
Yeah. They're driving like really fast and not signaling turns and I don't know. It's just, you know, there's a lot of trucks over by me. So I live in a trailer park near the quarry. And you could laugh at that. It's. I don't really.
Okay.
I mean.
Wasn't sure.
It's an RV, so I can move it.
Uh-huh.
So that's cool. But there are a lot of trucks that intersect with me on my way home because I do go by the quarry on Joliet Road there at 55th.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, this is when the trucks are moving around. And, boy, just getting off at Central, the Chicagoans, ain't me.
Hey.
What is you doing over by here? Just getting off at Central and then getting, you know, making a U-turn to get back on the Stevenson at Central,
mm-hmm.
that light is like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's, there's a lot of trucking places over there and stuff, so I guess they need longer lights. I don't know. Mm. Whatever. I'm here.
Yeah. You made it. That's the important part.
Yeah. I don't think Janet wants me here.
Why?
Because I called. I said, I'm coming home.
Oh.
It's going to take me forever to get to work. She goes, what does Waze say? It says I'm going to be late.
Have you vetted this?
And she goes, well, I don't know. It said like 10 minutes earlier. I heard it was going off in your pocket. And I said, yeah, like a 10-minute delay. But now it's up to like, you know, 25 or whatever. So.
Well,
I don't know, and I haven't seen her since I got home, so I hope there's not somebody else here with her or something.
I understand her mentality. You know, when someone's at your place or maybe you live with someone and you've got a timeline of, okay, they're leaving at this point, then I've got this alone time in my house. Then
but
you,
she,
then
she
you set
still
that
has
up.
It because I'm locked in the basement. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I during the radio show, I can come up. During the breaks. But,
right. You can still cause some havoc.
Yeah, but during the podcast, I mean, there's no...
Right,
I'm down here for
mm-hmm.
for the time that I'm down here, for the hour or whatever we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't seem like she wanted me to come back. I got to be honest with you.
Well, you know.
Can't you just sit in the car and phone in? That'd work, right?
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
What is Waze? Now double
Waze
check
say?
There's got to be another route.
Yeah, they all had me getting there too late. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, no more warbling.
No, I haven't noticed
because I can restart if you know.
Not even a hint of a warble.
It sounds golden pipey. I like it
because we've got a new bird feeder, so maybe we're getting the warblers.
Right.
The show is brought to us in part by David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, 312-751-1333. Also by Foot First Podiatry, 847-352-9221. Keith Sklar, Samantha Sklar, Chicago, Oak Brook Schaumburg. Oyster Bar, 1962 North Halstead in Chicago. Oysters from both coasts. Fish from all over the world.
Yes, I could go for some fish.
Go there now. This is, I believe, today is International Ocean Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
And dude, I'm a big supporter of the oceans.
Me too. But I actually am. I don't think you really are.
I love them.
I know. What do you do, though?
I body surf.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. The demonstration that you and Dog put on down in Puerto Vallarta was really something.
Thank you.
On those 2-foot waves.
Crushing it.
I know you like the ocean. And I do, too. And I heard something this morning where they said, in 2020, at the rate we're going, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish.
Whoa. Yeah. 2020?
Yeah. I mean, not fish? Like, not volume-wise, but pieces.
Oh, so little plastic.
Well, whatever, but
still, it still sounds like a significant amount of plastic.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
It's little. It's like straws and stuff.
Right, this is cool.
And we're backing down on the straws. We really are. So it should be all right.
Did you ever see that thing about the floating island of just garbage that's out in the Pacific?
Yeah. We read a story earlier in the week. I can't remember if it was on the podcast or the radio show, but there's a guy that's going to swim it. He's going to swim the Pacific Ocean, and he's going to swim through that to raise awareness about it. So,
right.
I think that was on the radio.
Yeah, it was, because I remember I was
bitching about.
Yeah, I thought it was cheating.
Yeah.
He's taking 18-hour rests every day.
Well, I don't think he can go straight across.
He's swimming for 8 hours. And taking a 16-hour rest.
Yeah.
Okay. And while he's resting, they're not moving forward.
Right. They'll drop him at the point that he stopped.
The exact point that he got out. I think that's...
That's pretty good.
I think that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah, you can't swim it.
I think you should, float. You shouldn't be in a boat.
On your back?
Like, I'll give you a kickboard, and you can sleep on the kickboard for couple hours, like whenever you
want
need
him
to rest.
In the water the entire time.
Yeah, in the water the whole time. And when he gets to this garbage wall, he's just going to walk across that, you know.
Yeah, but it's sick.
Garbage island.
No, I don't think he can walk across it. I think he has to swim through it. And there's probably needles and shit in there.
Oh, well, that makes it fun. That makes it.
Right?
Yeah, that makes it interesting.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there were, right? And I think that should be a concern, yeah. If you're that guy, anyway.
Off the coast of Japan on Tuesday, 50-year-old Ben LeCompte started a journey unlike any other. I am looking forward to the big crossing, he said. That doesn't even begin to cover it. LeCompte, a Frenchman, now living in Texas, is attempting a 6-month. It's 6 months, man. You can't be in the water for 6 months. Imagine how prudy you'd be.
Yeah.
I'm a little waterlogged. 6 months, 56.
Does this guy have a job?
I don't know.
Did he get paid for this? He must be taking a little off the top.
I thought you cared about the oceans, man.
I do, but this...
Well, let's see. Maybe I would imagine he's being sponsored by somebody.
Uh-huh.
It better not be Serta mattresses, because he's sleeping all day. It's a 6-month, 5,600-mile swim across the Pacific Ocean to San Francisco. He's going to love it when he gets there. They have a great Chinatown. It's a long awaited bookend to his prior swim across the Atlantic 2 decades ago, which I'm sure you don't care about that either.
No. This guy swam the Atlantic?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to just ask, what are the odds that this guy actually finishes this? But if he did the Atlantic, all right.
And he's been planning this for, well, I think it's in the article here. I knew I was going to come back to that project eventually, LeCompte said. Already 11 miles in, LeCompte will be swimming, and this is from, when is this from? June 5th. Already 11 miles in, LeCompte will be swimming right through a migration area for great white sharks. That doesn't impress you at all? Not really.
That's cool, but they're migrating right now, so
they're busy. They're busy. They're busy. They're moving, man. They're on the move.
That's right.
All right. Seems that I don't know about you, but migrating makes me hungry. Yeah. They're great white sharks.
Yeah, that's.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.